This is Dr. Olivera dictating on January the 24th, 2024. The first patient is Robert Perez. The last name is P-A-R-R-I-S. Robert, this is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that moved to Highlands County 3 years ago. The patient knows about arterial hypertension since 2018. The patient went to the primary care physician when he was living up in Illinois, and they prescribed some medications. However, the blood pressure did not get under control. In 2019, the patient had a cardiovascular problems that ended up with a coronary artery bypass, as well as an aortic valve replacement. 2 days after the initial coronary artery bypass, the patient had to be taken again to surgery, and apparently two of the bypasses were clogged up and they repaired them. The patient, as a consequence of this, was for a long period of time in the hospital, more than 3 months. During that period, the patient went into acute kidney injury and was placed on dialysis. The patient was in this modality of therapy for about 3 months. He recovered the kidney function. The dialysis was stopped, and the patient came down to Florida in September of 2023. The patient has a stroke of the right middle cerebral artery with a left hemiplegia, and he has been recovering.
The same pharmacy.
He was evaluated. He was found with a severe hyperglycemia, and he was also found with HIV in 2019, and ever since the diagnosis, the patient has been treated with the administration of Biktarvy, B-I-K-T-A-R-V, like in Victor Y. 50-200-25 once a day. Period. There is a evidence of some proteinuria, and because of the proteinuria, the patient has been referred to the practice for further follow-up. Interestingly, in September of 2023, the patient had 3+ proteinuria in the urinalysis. In January, on January the 14th of 2024, that proteinuria is 1+. Period. It is my impression that the alteration in the kidney function is most likely associated to acute kidney injury, most likely related to cardiogenic shock, that has been recovering progressively ever since 2019. Period. The other possibility, and that is part of the differential, is the administration of the HIV medication. However, the patient has not stopped the use of this medication, and the proteinuria is being corrected. And the third possibility is the presence of diabetes mellitus, but this diabetes mellitus has been of short duration, as to think that it's a diabetic nephropathy. In any event, we have to quantify the proteinuria, the period. The renal Doppler ultrasound that was ordered by Dr. Ware is reported negative, as well as the ultrasound of the kidneys that fails to show any hypercholinergicity, kidney stones, obstruction, period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is way out of control. Taking into consideration the fact that he has a proteinuria, is in the best interest to control the blood sugar. We're going to put him back on glipizide 5 milligrams every day, as he was taken before, along with the needed. Jardiance. That is going to make an impact in the proteinuria as well. And we are going to adjust the Lantus to be 15 units to be taken in the morning, and continue with the sliding scale that we provided to the patient. Period, I strongly suggest for this patient to be referred to the specialist in order to control the blood sugar. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is going to be reevaluated. Following number, stroke syndrome. In the past, the patient has left hemiplegia as a sequela. Following number, HIV infection that is followed by Dr. Laxon, LACSON. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft. Following number, aortic stenosis, status post mechanical valve replacement on Coumadin. Reevaluation after the laboratory workup in about 4 weeks. Thanks a lot, Dr. Ware, for your kind referral. We'll follow the case with you and we'll keep you posted on his progress.